My name is Nicholas Tennell. I am 32 years old. Today is May the 15th.
2019.
I'm speaking with my aunt, Rita Bratcher, who is my great aunt, and we're recording this interview in Jeffersonville, Indiana, just across the river from Louisville, Kentucky. Okay. All right. Aunt Rita, you haven't done this before.
No.
Right?
I have not.
And I've done it with Mom once before, and, you know, I know a bit more about Mom's background.
Sure.
But tell me a little bit about yourself, when and where you were born.
I was born September 28th, 1941, at St. Mary and Elizabeth Hospital in Louisville, Kentucky. I'm 77 years old right now.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood?
Yeah, I had a happy childhood. I had an older sister, almost 5 years older than me, and I practically worshipped her. I thought she was Superwoman. And my mom and dad were very sweet people. And when I was about nine, my mom was in a coma for almost 2 weeks, and she was very ill. And she came out of it, and I was thrilled to death. And we all were. But she was sick and usually in the hospital at least once a year, so we always had to kind of look after her.
You said she had diabetes, like a severe case of diabetes.
And she also had heart problems.
Yeah. Do you think that, like, now, if she lived now, would it have been as big an issue?
I don't think it would be, because modern medicine is just better than it used to be, but she tried really hard to take care of herself. She took insulin before each meal. She took insulin every morning. But it just seemed like nothing she did really did her any good. She just got worse and worse.
Yeah. Do you remember any, like, happy stories from your childhood?
Well, we used to have a good time. We'd go down to my grandparents and visit them. We'd always stop and have a picnic on the way. That was fun. And one time we stopped and went through Marengo Cave, and that was quite an adventure. Quite an adventure. So that was nice.
Yeah. Where is your mom's family from?
Somewhere in Indiana.
Okay.
They lived on a farm, but
okay.
I'm not sure exactly what part of Indiana the farm was in. My mom and dad were both raised on farms.
Okay, and so was your dad's family from around the same place?
No, he was a different area.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where it was.
Do you know how they met?
Well, my mom and dad both came to Louisville to work. My mom was a cook for a rich family, and my dad, he and his brother lived together and worked, and they met at a dance, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
my parents met at a dance.
Yeah.
I don't know. They didn't talk much about their courtship.
Yeah, Isn't that sweet, though? You see those on the movies.
And
my parents actually met it there. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know a lot about, like, your grandparents' families? Do you know where they're from or who they were?
Let's see. On my dad's side, his dad was strictly German or Dutch. I don't know exactly how long they'd been here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my dad's mother, her grandparents were from Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
And then on my mom's side of the family, I think it just went back a couple of generations that they were from Germany.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about all that, but that's what I kind of remember from hearsay.
Yeah. Do you have any, like, traditions in your childhood of remembering, like, oh, this is the German thing we do, or, oh, this is, like, the Irish thing that we do?
No, we didn't do any of that.
Okay.
No. Mm-mm.
Do you have any favorite relatives that, when, you know, growing up? growing up? Not, I don't want you to choose now. Okay. Rita, obviously, you know, no, you know, if we were alone, like, you know, like I know who you choose. Okay. But you know,
okay. Growing up. Yeah. Let's see. I suppose I had a couple of aunts, Aunt Elsie and Aunt Lorene Miller. Mm-hmm. Aunt Lorene Miller was my dad's sister, and she had a daughter just a year older than me, so yeah. we hung out a lot together. Yeah. And when my mom was sick and in the hospital for a long time, I lived with her for a while, and that was nice.
Do you remember what she looked like?
No, not really.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-mm. Yeah. It gets hard for me to even mm-hmm. like to even picture sometimes like pretty grandma's face.
Yeah.
You know.
I know.
It's, you know.
It's strange. You think and you'll never forget what yeah. you do.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Can you tell me about your relationship with your parents?
Oh, well, my parents were super terrific. They hardly ever got mad at you about anything. They'd always just talk to you.
Yeah.
But my mom, she was sick a lot, and I did a lot when I came home from school, you uh-huh. know, like, and but we would just kind of joke about it.
Yeah.
And that was good because it helped me relate to her even more, because we could say things in a joking way.
Yeah.
You know, I come in from school and she said, "Oh, I don't know what you're going to do with me. I didn't even get the breakfast dishes done." And I said, "I don't know either," you know. And we'd joke about it for a while and stuff. And my dad was always like that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he wasn't like a stoic man.
Oh, no.
No.
My dad.
Papa wasn't.
You give my dad a hug and a kiss and you could do anything or go anywhere.
Yeah.
He was very mild mannered.
Yeah, that's so funny because, like, you know, you think about people that lived back in like the 20s or 30s, or at least I do, right? I think about people that lived back then, and I imagine, the.
Well, my dad talked about his dad being so very strict.
Yeah.
And I think he was always a gentle soul. He always took mm-hmm. care of all the animals at the farm. If they were sick or hurt, he would nurse them back to health, and he even had the nickname Doc because he always was so caring.
Yeah,
and it was just really against his nature to be that way.
Yeah,
and so he never was.
Do you remember a time when you made either one of them angry?
Oh yeah, a couple of times.
Nothing we want to share.
I don't really remember the specific incidents, but I know, you know, and they would just have this disappointed look on their face, mm-hmm. and that would crush me.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't have to say or do anything. They'd just look at me with that hurt look, and I'd swear to myself I was never going to make them angry again. Yeah.
Okay, so along the same vein, you know, do you remember what one of the worst times, when the worst things you did when you were a kid?
Worst things?
Yeah.
Oh, I think one time my cousin was visiting, and the parents were playing cards, and we were outside, and we got to talking, and he said something, and I said, "Well, you know, do you want to go to the park? I know how to get to the park."
Yeah.
And so we just took off and went to the park and played for a while, and then we started back home. And when we were walking home, here were all the croquet players, my dad and uncles and neighbors. They always got together and played croquet. They were walking and searching. They were looking for us. Oh. They didn't know what happened to us.
Yeah.
We forgot to tell anybody where we were going. And we were too little to be walking on our own like that.
Yeah.
But they were so glad to see us, they didn't fuss.
I think we covered that one. And we talked about this already. Can you tell me a little bit about what you did for a living?
Oh my goodness. I graduated from high school the same time my mom passed away. So I went through a little period of depression, and I didn't really know what I wanted to do, and I didn't go to college or anything. Mm-hmm. And so I had a series of jobs. I worked in a mental hospital as a nurse's aide for about a year and a half. And then eventually I started working with children, and that was the vein that really agreed with me. Mm-hmm. I worked with newborns that went out for adoption. And then I started out with newborns, and then years later I retired from Roanoke County school system. I mm-hmm. was an aide in preschool, so yeah. I graduated from newborns to preschool. But I always worked all my life mostly with children.
Yeah. Yeah, was that something that you did consciously? Like you always wanted to work with children?
Well, I didn't realize it so much until I start doing
yeah,
it. And then I thought, this is it. I don't want to do anything else. You know, I just found them remarkable.
Yeah.
And the things they come up with and their insight, and just they're just beautiful little people. Yeah. And they're so honest. Yeah. I loved it. I just loved it.
It takes a special kind of person to see kids every day, to work with kids every day. Yeah. Like, are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today?
Well, there was a lot of people that was so kind to me and tried to help me after my mom died. That was very reassuring and made you feel like something. And it's just people I worked with and dealt with, I think, mm-hmm. a lot of them. I can't name specific ones, but you learn things from other people, and, mm-hmm. and it makes an impression on you, and it's bound to shape how you think about things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you a question, Aunt Rita, but feel free not to answer.
Okay.
So you said your mom died. Your mom died young, mm-hmm. and your husband also died. Mm-hmm. What do you have any lessons that you learned from those two deaths that you experienced? Because I imagine that they're part of you, but mm-hmm. they're also very traumatic also.
Yeah. Well. Like when my mom died, I was sad not to have her in my life, but I was grateful for her that she wouldn't have to suffer anymore, because I saw her suffer so many years. You know, it's just heartbreaking because there's nothing you can really do. And my husband, my goodness, we always had our ups and downs, but he was my life, you know, and he had retired, and we were just really enjoying each other, mm-hmm. and just doing nothing and just hanging out. And so when he passed away, that was quite a shock. But he had cancer, so I figured the good Lord was just taking him. So because he was getting ready to go through chemo, and I knew that would be miserable. And so I just had to be grateful for God taking him, so he wouldn't have to go through all that. So, and, you know, just God always kind of looks out for everybody, I guess.
Can you tell me about a lesson that you learned from your relationship?
From Willie and I?
Yeah, with your husband, yeah.
Well, my way is not always the right way. To be patient. Mm-hmm. And just always let somebody, if they mean something to you, let them know that how important they are to you. Mm-hmm. And you know, you don't want to ever miss that. You want to always be able to let them know that they're your world, you know. So
do you have any wisdom to pass on about love?
No, not really. just love with all your heart and always listen, even though you're upset or something. Mm-hmm. Always listen, talk things out, because there's just nothing any better than loving somebody and having them love you.
What do you feel most grateful for in your life?
My family. Yeah. Always my family from little on, you know. My mom and dad both come from big families, and they always got support from their families. And yeah. I've always felt supported in the family I have now. I would be miserable without it. Uh-huh. I just need that, you know. So, family.
Okay, this is, you know, towards the end of the interview. And you know, we already talked about God a little bit, but can you tell me about what role religion played in your life while you were growing up?
Oh, religion was a very important part. I went to Catholic schools. Mm-hmm. We went to Mass every day. And religion was, my parents, it was, they didn't preach or anything, but you could just tell religion was important to them. Mm-hmm. So it naturally was important to me. There for a few years, I wasn't as religious as I should have been. I was working, I had a family, and, you know, I get tired. And,
yeah.
But now, especially in the years, you know, I've been by myself, religion has been a big comfort to me. Mm-hmm. And helped me to deal with life.
Yeah. Okay, how do you imagine God?
As being all almighty, able to do or anything, and merciful and full of love, and being there for us if we need him.
Mm-hmm.
He's there for us to help us.
Okay, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Aunt Rita.
Thank you, Nicholas. This has been great. With the lesson that you just taught me, like, you know, thank you so much for just being here. Thank you so much. It really does mean a lot to me, that you come up and that you stay, and, you know, I just really appreciate it.
Oh, Nicholas.
Okay, now we shall take a photo.
Oh.
We shall take a photo now.
Yes.